Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We're headed into the bye week. The Jags are 1-3, and we start off with the quarterback. All about Blake moving forward, right? He had a manageable game last week. What's the next step here?
Well, here's what I wonder. On Sunday, did we see what he's going to be? Meaning, he didn't make mistakes. He played very smart. He ran when it was there. I thought he had pretty decent pocket presence and was decisive getting out of it. It wasn't perfect. It's not what you want him to be in two or three years out. But for right now, it seemed very manageable. And that seems to me to be the way he needs to play. I don't think you want him throwing the ball 45 times. No. He's not at the accuracy point where you want for that sort of thing. But he can win. He can do things. And he played smart the other day. So I think you're going to want to see more of that.
Playing smart, I think, is the key. Mm-hmm. No turnovers made a huge difference. And
all
with,
the difference.
With six turnovers in the first three games, I mean, it's real simple to figure out the formula. Plus, there's just that thing with his release, and the ball leaves his hand ugly sometimes. And they've got to get that fixed. And I don't know whether you can fix that completely over the course of the regular season.
Right, which is why I say they found a way to win with that being said. Right. So maybe that's what they have to do right now.
Run the ball and no turnovers. Let's Blake do what he does best, which is deep in the pocket, throwing the ball to A-Rob or finding Hearns or any of the other weapons he's got. Yeah, the Jaguars' success is based on him playing that style.
Yeah, run the ball, manage the offense is fine if you have a strong defense, too. And this group showed some flashes last week in London against Andrew Luck and the Colts. How good can this group be?
Well, they're sixth in the NFL right now. I mean, they're ahead of that vaunted unit up in Minneapolis that we're hearing so much about. And that's a really good team, and it's tough to compare apples to oranges. But you know what? They've got players on every level. They've got an interior pass rush, which you've talked about. Their secondary against Aaron Rodgers, Philip Rivers, Joe Flacco, Andrew Luck is fifth if they can get better against the run, right? In three of the games, they've given up just 3.8 per carry. Yeah. In the one in San Diego, which is the really bad one, they gave up 4.3, gave up 135 yards, something like that. So if they can just play solid against the run, which they've done, they can be a very, very good unit in December.
They're not Minnesota yet.
Oh, no, I'm exaggerating, but
they're holding up to the eye test, meaning there are more situations where the quarterback has some time and then you see an errant pass, which means he's not able to be comfortable. He's not able to do what he wants downfield. I had said before the season I thought this defense had a chance to be very close to elite by 2017 with the young guys coming in. I thought it would get better. It's way ahead of where I thought. If you take San Diego out of this, this defense has given the team a chance to win three times. In the NFL, it's what you want from your defense. I'm anxious to see as these edge pass rushers, Ngakoue and Fowler, develop this season, if they can start being close to dominant, which to me means being able to close out games, and you have to have edge rush to do that.
Also, turnovers. They need to get takeaways to create situations for the offense that we talked about so they can play the style that they want. More turnovers, more takeaways will lead to that elite level.
Just like they did the early interception last week, set up the short field for the Jags offense. So we've now officially hit the quarter pole. The Jags are 1-3. What does the next quarter of the 2016 season hold?
Needs to be 3-1. I mean, you know, if you're going to get back into it, because you have a stretch with Minnesota, Denver coming here, home games against teams of that level, I think you need to have a record that can withstand some sketchiness there, because I don't think they win both those games. So I think you want to see what we just talked about. You want to see Blake playing mistake-free, and you want to see this defense playing a high level. If they do that, the schedule sets up where you can go 3-1.
Well, yeah, I mean, they could go 4-0, too. I mean, you get the Bears and Brian Hoyer.
Here you go again with the winning streak.
Yeah, okay. but follow me through here. I mean, you get
go Jags.
You get Derek Carr who comes here. Now, look, I mean, he has to come and have a 10 o'clock start. I get that they're 3-1. But that's a tough road trip because we saw it in reverse. Then you get Mariota who's throwing the ball all over the place. I mean, you can win some of those ball games and you can get a streak going. You've come through the fire against elite quarterbacks. Now you've got good but not elite. With this defense, you should be able to create opportunities. Why not?
If they pass rush and improve on the pass rush from Sunday, this thing gets interesting.
We'll see if we're talking about streaks after the bye week. And that's it for this week on Jags of the Roundtable.